From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. Senior American officials said Sunday the time for talking about the diplomatic consequences of North Korea's latest missile test is over, since the danger to international peace that the North poses is now clear to all nations. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe conferred with President Donald Trump by telephone Monday morning, Tokyo time. Japanese officials confirmed they discussed the North Korean intercontinental ballistic missile test, but no details were released. American bombers flew over the Korean Peninsula to demonstrate military strength on Sunday, and Vice President Mike Pence noted that the United States has, quote, all options on the table for responding to North Korea. The North said its latest test of a missile believed to be capable of reaching the U.S. mainland was a, quote, stern warning to Washington not to increase sanctions, but Pence rejected that as unacceptable. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said the United States is not even asking for an emergency meeting of the Security Council as it has on previous occasions, because the Western powers, she says, are done talking about North Korea. She said China, as North Korea's principal ally and supporter, must now decide if it will act more directly to rein in the North. Pence was in Estonia, one of the United States' NATO allies. He said the era of strategic patience is over. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.